see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, May 26, 2026 edition, 52626. That only comes, what, every 100 years? Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today, this Tuesday. Attorney General Dana Nessel acknowledged during a roundtable discussion with environmentalists and utility watchdog groups that she accepted campaign money in 2018 during her first election from Michigan's largest utility companies, because it didn't occur to me that I could say no. No, thank you. That is a load of crap. You know darn well you can turn down any donor you want. It didn't occur to me that I could say no. And you're the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan. And you're dumber than a box of rocks. Of course you could say no. But it was money. And she needed to run a campaign. Politicians never say no to money. Oh, no, no, that's okay. I don't need your money. What a load of crap. However, Attorney General Dana Nessel realized after winning the election that she did have a choice. But the problem was it was too late. She took the money. Now she was in a particular situation that most politicians find themselves. Do your job or curry favor to keep DTE Energy and Consumers Energy in your good graces. If you hope to use the AG's post for a shot at governor's office, like previous attorney generals Jennifer Granholm, Bill Schuette, and Mike Cox did. Well, talking at the roundtable discussion, she said, I now realize I'm a hypocrite. But I also learned I could do my job as attorney general the best I could, or I could run for governor or the U.S. Senate or something else. But I couldn't do both. Nessel said Tuesday during a roundtable she hosted in advance of the Mackinac Policy Conference, where she said the utility lobbyists will work to curry favor with lawmakers from all the parties while on the island this week. Well, I decided to do the job, and that is push back on the utility companies. I'm not running for anything. Well, she said, you're welcome. I can only afford to be really strong on this issue because I'm not running for governor. And if I was, then what I'm doing right now would be political malpractice. What would you end up calling me? The next loser, I guess. Well, Katie Carey, Director of Media Relations for Consumers Energy, said the company is a major employer, investor, landowner, and taxpayer. As such, it's important to have a voice in the policymaking process in Lansing. She says what their company does follows all applicable laws. We'll continue this story. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Attorney General Dana Nessel, sitting at the roundtable discussion, talking with utility watch groups, Five Lakes Energy, Citizens Utility Board of Michigan, and others. Michigan United, Director of Government Affairs at Michigan League of Conservation Voters, researcher with the Energy and Policy Institute. Well, the director of media from Consumers says that basically they do everything following applicable laws. The attorney general continues to distort the facts in an effort to go after Michigan companies that follow every applicable state and federal requirement, she said. The attorney general is fully aware that lobbying does not come from customer dollars because she participates in our very transparent regulatory filings on a yearly basis in front of the Michigan Public Service Commission. That is coming from Katie Carey, Director of Media Relations for Consumers Energy. The other major electric provider, DTE spokesperson Ryan Lowry, said the utility is committed to being a responsible corporate citizen and complies with all applicable laws regarding corporate donations and political contributions. Well, NESL and state representatives for advocacy groups, Citizens Utility Board of Michigan, Michigan League of Conservative Voters, accuse major utility companies of using political influence, dark money, which means you don't have to report who the donors are, and pressure to get what they want. Despite the cost to Michigan's residents and businesses. Well, roundtable participants agreed that there's a need for a systemic change to prevent utility money from dominating politics. State Representative Jimmy Wilson Jr., Democrat from Ypsilanti, echoed Dana Nessel's comments, noting that when he first reached the legislature in 2023, he learned it was still kind of taboo to really push too hard on the utility companies. He said a fellow lawmaker who he didn't name asked not to place a specific piece of legislation for a vote because he was up facing a very tough re-election. Wilson said he was told that lawmakers didn't want utility companies to start spending on behalf of their opponents. When you look at the votes or what was taken up, no legislation came up regarding trying to hold the utility companies accountable, Wilson said. Ben Polson, State Director of Government Affairs of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, agreed, saying utility money has blocked some really solid legislation. And it's become an issue that lawmakers are not wanting to touch. Well, that is a chilling effect. I think this is bad for all Michiganders. Another one, Carly Weinman, a researcher for Energy and Policy Institute, described the utility's rate increase requests as their personal game of whack-a-mole that leaves their customers trying to ferret out where does the money go. Weinman noted that ratepayers are shouldering the burden for DTE and Consumers Energy to fund their lobbying efforts. And Nessel noted that they also fund nonprofit organizations who receive some of their donations as well. Why should our rates be increased so that they can make contribution to various nonprofit? I think if you're to ask customers, they'd be like, we love cats and dogs, but we'd rather have our rates be lower so we can afford to have cats and dogs than have to have you subsidize a nonprofit organization. Lowry said political donations are supported by DTE's voluntary employee PAC, or DTE shareholders. This is not money that comes from customer revenue. Yeah, right. You're telling me the employees of Consumers Energy and DTE are the ones that fund these PACs? I'm not buying it. Maybe the president or CEO who makes $2 million a year does, but I don't think the regular workers make any kind of contributions. If they are, you're paying them too much money. It's that simple. Well, it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, I'm going to start this story right now. There's no way I'm going to get through it by the end of this segment, but we're going to start anyway. MERS News Service asked a very simple question. How did we get here with Mike Duggan dropping out of the governor's race, running as an independent? Well, a small group of folks close to former Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan received a 48-hour notice that he would soon publicly end his independent campaign for governor last week. One source told MERS that when he no longer saw a path towards winning, he wouldn't wait and pretend that he had a chance. As you remember, we broke it here on the radio, I believe it was 10:50 last Thursday. Duggan made headlines when he ended his independent governor's run 56 days before the upcoming fundraising and signature filing deadline. This was more than 530 days after he announced his campaign back in December of 2024. Attracting national attention as a very well-connected, viable, independent challenger in the aftermath of President Donald Trump winning Michigan by only 1.4 percentage points. Had he had wealthy allies like Rocket Company's chair Dan Gilbert, Ford Motor Company's executive chairman Bill Ford, and Roger Penske of the Penske Corporation. Despite notable relationships with top Michigan business leaders, as well as spending $14 million in third-party ad advertising, there was still skepticism towards how well it would compare to the Republican Governors Association, the RGA, and the Democratic Governors Association, DGA, long-standing fundraising infrastructure. Duggan also watched as new Senator Chedrick Green, Democrat of Saginaw, won the 35th State Senate District special election. Duggan called this a political battleground, home to numerous blue-collar Trump voters and union Democrats, where Green won by nearly 20 percentage points. Lon Johnson, 2013-2015 chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, said it was the honorable thing for Duggan to do, to drop out ahead of the Mackinac Island Policy Conference, where the Detroit Regional Chamber endorsed Duggan last year, and would have given him significant stage time again this year. He did the honorable thing. He wasn't going to put his supporters through a process that he, in his own mind, knew wasn't going to work, Johnson said. He did the honorable thing by saying it wasn't going to work, and he got out. He can hold his head up high, and he doesn't drag a lot of people down with him on a failed effort. Johnson said the reality is for a third-party candidate to win in Michigan, one major party must absolutely collapse for a victory path for Mike Duggan. He needed to keep both major parties below 35%, and that just wasn't going to happen. Back in 2025, Duggan supporters touted polling by then Glengariff Group, who sampled 600 registered voters. Back then, they found in a hypothetical matchup, Duggan would receive 21.5% of the vote, behind Republican John James, 34%, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson would get 34.5%. A similar Glengariff poll released May 12th of this year found Duggan was still at 23%, James at 29%, Benson at 34.2%. Republican strategist Jason Rowe, who served the Michigan Republican Party's executive director back in 2021, saw Duggan's campaign suspension as a premature evacuation. He's not on the ballot for another 6 months. And so what polls say 6 months out is meaningless to me, Rowe said. I've tried to talk to people in his orbit about this. He talked about how everyone in the electorate was getting more partisan and going into their corners. Well, yes, because there is a primary going on in which the partisans are participating. But Duggan is not. Rowe said that Duggan's job should have been to stand and hold the partisan coats while they kicked the crap out of each other. He thinks Duggan's going to regret his decision. In August of 2023, Duggan was the top vote getter in a primary featuring then Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon and former controversial city attorney Crystal Crittenden. Duggan won it as a write-in candidate. He walked away with 51.7% of the vote out of the 94,239 votes cast that year. But June 21st of that year, Duggan told radio journalists that he didn't have any desire to get back into politics after being barred from having his name on Detroit's ballot because he had not lived in the city long enough. A week later, he announced he would attempt a writing campaign, and he won. He's a guy from Livonia who won a writing campaign for mayor of Detroit. If anybody could have pulled this off, Mike Duggan could have, said Brad Williams, director of Lansing-based Clark Hill Public Strategies. Also former Detroit Chamber Government Relations Vice President. Again, we knew this was not going to end this story. We'll continue the other side. Third hour, bottom of the news. We'll be right back.